According to Jonathan Williams and the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC, there is a public pension crisis across state and local governments to the tune of $5.6 trillion.
What that means is, you know, tens of thousands of dollars for every man, woman, and child in some cases are owed based on these promises that have been made, but the money's just not there to pay for it, and that's the rub.
ALEC is partnering with the Heritage Foundation to discuss options for lawmakers facing unfunded liabilities. Rachel Gressler of the Heritage Foundation says the biggest solution is to shift at least new hires into defined contribution systems.
So we're not talking about taking away things that people have already been earned, because that is a part of their compensation, just as workers get wages and health care benefits. And so you're not taking that away, but going forward, you do need to kind of change the equation of how these things are given out.
Modern 401k-style contributions are commonplace in the private sector. For state workers, however, traditional pensions are still the norm.
There are some things that you can do around the edges, such as shifting retirement ages, you know, going forward, not taking away any benefits that have already been accrued, but having the retirement date be a little bit later, having employees contribute a little more to their own pension plan, changing the cost of living assumptions and the benefits that you adjust there. So there are plenty of ways that the states can also tinker around the edges with their existing plans.
I'm Chris Woodward.